Hey, what's up, y'all? This is AJ.
This is Bryce.
And we are Filter Brothers. Hey, we are still in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, having a wonderful time.
Exactly, with MBM.
Yes.
Mature Black Men.
Yes, and now we're going to talk about mature black men and their single life.
They're not single.
What are they? That's a good question, right? But why are we single? That's the question on the table. So we have.
I'm not single.
Okay, you're not.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm still single.
Okay.
You know, I've been single for the 5 seasons we've been doing podcast.
Are you looking?
I'm always looking. I'm taking applications all the time.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to the panel that we have in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
About why are we single, why don't we stay single, what are the ups and downs of being single.
Don't get nervous.
And how is life as it progressed with age being single? So
yeah, that's an important conversation.
It's an important conversation. So we're going to just throw it out there. And anyone who wants to participate, because we're doing this kind of like just recording this live, so make sure you're talking loud so that you can be heard on the podcast. So,
and if you are single and you're looking, shoot your shot.
Somebody might be listening. You know,
somebody might be listening.
This is the best
somebody
time
might
to
be in this room
to get off the app and just talk to someone face to face.
Exactly. Get off of the which app?
All the apps.
Which one?
Jack, Grindr.
Which one you on?
Both.
Facts.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Mature black men. Who in this room is single?
Raise your hand. Be proud. Okay, so out of the 25 to 30 people who are in the room, I saw all but two hands go up.
Yeah.
So, and that probably is the norm with mature black men.
Why?
That's the question at hand.
Why
are we single? What is the problem with us?
Who would like to come up and give me a reason of why you are single?
And I'll call some people out. You know, we can act like this is the church panel and just call you out. So, Michael, since your name is on your shirt, and that's a fake name, that's Michael Kors.
You should see Michael. Michael is a handsome brother.
He's a Michael Kors model.
Yeah.
So,
he got a bald head. He's probably what, 5'8", 9"? Yeah.
What'd he say? I'm writing this down.
5'8" and a half.
Okay.
He got these daddy shorts on.
With some nice socks.
Nice smile.
Right.
He got brown eyes. And he's single. Come on up.
Healthy skin.
Look at him. Look at Mike.
It is definitely hoochie season.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Mike. I'm originally from Philadelphia. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I spoke to these gentlemen earlier at the bar, and we had a really good conversation. I am 60 years old.
60?
Don't look 60.
60. I've been single for quite some time. We talked about dating and my experiences in Atlanta, which I think is like a lot of other cities, but...
Say again? It can be an extreme case.
Yeah, it is an extreme case, but for me... I think that
he's getting real comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Dating as I'm older, I'm realizing I'm not willing to settle. Now, there's a difference between not settling and a difference between being too picky. I don't think I'm being too picky, because if I meet someone and I know it's not going to work, then why choose to do it, be with that person only for the end several months later? Mm-hmm. That has been my story. Also, my story has been choosing people who choose me instead of me choosing them. You think about it, it's a man of a certain age, he's healthy, he's working, but that doesn't necessarily mean he's right for you. And that's also a mistake I made. What else were we talking
about? You healthy, you work.
Yes.
You got good credit?
I do.
Okay.
So why is it that you make the determination that it's not going to work?
I make that determination, and here's the thing, I'm a work in progress, and I think all of us are. I'm not going to ask for things that I can't give.
Okay.
And we talked about being transparent.
Right.
Some people can't take transparency.
When you talk about transparency, what do you mean?
I'm saying to you that if there are things, I don't want my stuff, my You can say it's my shit.
Right.
You know, and we all have it. As a 60-year-old man, having done things that I'm proud of, things that I'm not proud of, you make some choices and bad choices. So if I say to the person, this is me, I want you to know this up front, because if I choose and we choose to move forward, 6 months down the line, I don't want to have to tell you this for you to say, you know what? I had that happen once, and it hurt me. It really hurt me. I made a decision not to share something. After the fact, I didn't. And they said, I don't have a problem with the issue, the fact that you never gave me a choice by sharing it with me. So I live by that rule. I'm going to tell you all the crap that's with me so you can make an informed choice. That way, I'm not setting my sights up to be disappointed 6 months down the line. Now, disappointment is always there. There's no guarantees in anything. But I think it makes it easier when you kind of just lay it out there, you know, let the person make the decision.
It's interesting because I'm not that transparent.
And that's the conversation we have.
With the same fears that you have, that I would be rejected if I was totally transparent.
Right.
And so sometimes I hold back information or issues or concerns or my psychosis that I deal with.
Go. And that's it. That's a good word.
That I probably should put out there.
Right.
But I mean, you take a risk when you do that.
But in your risk, my risk is I'm fearful that I'll be rejected if, in fact, I don't tell.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, we just met 3 days ago, and if that's not something you're with which you're comfortable with, then we can move on and I can go my way, and there's no harm done. I'm going to still respect you, and I think that's another thing is mutual respect.
Right.
We're men of a certain age. I think apps that diluted, destroyed communication between men. I think it leads us to this pick and choose and cherry picking where we can think of, well, if this dude doesn't work at 3, the one I got lined up at 5
work. It's like disposable.
It's very disposable. You know. And I find that when you live in cities, like you mentioned Cincinnati, I lived in Detroit for a while, totally opposite of Atlanta. And I found that my connections were more substantial there because there wasn't much from which to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there, you know, you took the time to get to know the people. Now, albeit most of them are closeted, but you still took the time to get to know people. And I think that's where we're losing a lot of our connections because we want instantaneous connections.
We're the microwave generation right now. Everything has to be instant.
Yeah.
And you can replace it very quickly.
If you're used to talking on the phone, voices is a part of me wanting to know somebody. He's got a voice. It's just like I'm like one of those toys where you push the bottom and you sing like this. That works. So if I can't hear your voice, my attraction may not be there once I do. So let's talk. You know,
but everybody likes to text now. So
I'm not a texter. I'm going to talk.
Yeah.
Now, with you being transparent and you're meeting different people, mm-hmm. do they feel like you're oversharing and that may scare them?
That's happened.
Okay.
And oversharing meaning overgiving. You know, I travel a lot, so if I speak to you and you tell me I love potato chips, and I've done this. I was in London, in the grocery stores there, they have all kinds of weird flavored potato chips, all kinds of stuff. So I bought the guy a bag of potato chips of all different flavors. That made him uncomfortable. Why are you doing this for me? Because that's what makes me feel good. And I've done that several times, and that turns people off. So you just don't know, but I do know that when you receive that type of energy, you know that person. So don't try to put a square peg into a round hole. Just keep moving. Yeah.
So your big thing is transparency and sharing that.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
And I think that's an excellent thing. But what I got from that is that sometimes, even though you're sharing, it may make the other person uncomfortable because they don't know themselves.
Right.
So a lot of that is that we don't know who we are as an individual. And for instance, if you're buying someone something that they mention, it's because you're listening.
Exactly.
And it's scared the fact that someone's actually seeing them for who they are.
Or they're seeing certain things that if you say, I've dealt with this, I've done things, this is me. Yeah, they may share that same issue. And knowing that they haven't dealt with it, knowing that maybe they can't deal with it. So you being so transparent.
Right.
You're not my guy because you're
And so, I mean, I'm the opposite. And so I try to put my best foot forward and try to make everything look good, everything shiny, you know, wow the person. And then when they hear all the garbage, it's like, oh, but he's such a wonderful person.
Right.
You know?
And
so you put a good stick on
the team. Exactly. Because it's easier to do that. But the hard thing is maintaining it. And I think more people are like me than like Michael.
Well, yeah, most people do have a facade.
Yeah,
and you can only hold it for so long.
Well, that's my whole thing is when you're going through the process of dating someone, which I do this for myself, which I don't get through all the seasons. I believe you have to go through all four seasons of the relationship.
Why?
Because you have to see them in every part of the relationship. Because people tend to want to be all quick and fast and go, but as you're going through the seasons, you start seeing things like, oh, that's not what I want.
So you like the winter cuddle buddy is not sustainable?
Well, I want to see how they are in the winter. I want to see how they are in the summer.
Because in the summer, clothes come off.
Right.
You know?
And they may want to get fast. They may not want a relationship in the warm months.
Right.
They only want somebody in the cold months just to hold them up. So I need to see that. But I believe in, after a while, I think people should actually, when they're trying to make things serious, take time to spend more time in the same.
Don't nobody do that no more.
I know they don't, but that's part of the problem.
They don't date. They trying to smash first, second date. You don't get it. I'm out of here.
Well,
you know.
You know I put people in two categories.
I think
that
has something to do with the age, too. Thank you.
Oh, speak on that.
As I've gotten older, I've been through a lot of experience. And now I can say I can have a healthy relationship. Like he said about sharing who I am. There was a time I wouldn't share because I was afraid that you wouldn't like me.
Yep.
But then when I finally do get to that point where we do get intimate and I share it, and like he said, the gentleman said, that he had no problem with it. The problem was that I didn't reveal it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So after that kind of experience, it taught me that if I truly want something of any substance, I've got to be vulnerable and put it out there. And I've also learned in doing it that way, it works out much, much better. Because if the person can't handle it, we move on.
And how long did it take you to get to that point?
Oh, it took some years.
Because you're a tall, seasoned gentleman.
And I get a lot of deception about myself. And for me, none of them is really true. I need you to know who I am behind the mask. And that's what intimacy is all about. As the definition goes, intimacy equals disclosure over time.
Okay.
So I believe in that. And then, like you said, if the person, like you bought the bags of potatoes for him, it also would show me that since you can't handle it, then you're not the one. I don't have to waste time. So many times I've gotten into a relationship where you weren't the one, so I wanted to mold you to be the one.
You try to change people.
You have a cat, and you buy a dog, and you're trying to teach the dog how to
be a cat. It's not going to work.
He barks, and you're upset because he barks.
That's not going
to
work.
It's a dog. So I have to learn now to get what I'm looking for. And like you also said, I'm not taking any shorts today. And it's not because I'm trying to be better than anything, but I've been there and done all that kind of stuff already. So now I need somebody to meet me equal.
Right.
He's absolutely right.
Well, you gave us several nuggets because it's about being transparent, but also for the young people out there listening, this is a skill that you need to develop. And it takes
time.
You know, you're saying it took years for you.
Absolutely.
You're saying it took years for you. So for all you young people out there who are single, try being transparent.
No, he's absolutely right. Because what happens if I can take what I know now and put it in the 20-year-old that I was, this wouldn't be an issue at all.
No.
Because you learn, and say you learn as age goes along.
Right. Experience.
Exactly.
Experience.
You learn exactly how people.
So those young ones are right where they need to be because they need to go through the fire as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going through the greater your trial is, just as that great, the other side is going to be beautiful.
But you know what? If a wise person can also educate those young people. and can save them from some of those trials and tribulations. Yeah, it's good to go through the fire.
But what if they don't want to listen to you?
Some of them don't.
And not only that, some of us, like myself, if you share something with me that may be real, I would say, as my mom would say, don't go down that street because she fell in that hole and she thinks I can fall in. And my philosophy is, I'm just going to fall in the hole. That ain't going to happen to me, even though it will more than likely happen. But because of my cockiness told me that ain't going to happen to me, even though it did.
Well, you know, it's the maturity level because the brain doesn't develop until you're 21, 22. And for some people, it's even slower than that.
30. Especially men.
Some people, it takes longer than that. Right. Yes, sir.
I want to add this because, you know, like for everybody, it happens in different stages. Because, you know, it's not, you know, some people get it when they get older, but some people get it when they are younger. I'm 45. I learned a lot of lessons when I was young, and I learned a lot of lessons actually by seeing other people, you know what I'm saying, watching them mistakes and learning the things that they went through. But as far as relationships and the topic, I think a lot of things, first of all, start off, life's very simple, but it's honesty. A lot of people are honest with themselves. They are honest with other people, and that's with these other terms and things that we're throwing out that you guys are saying, like transparency and things like that. Yeah, because like you don't have to wait till you're 30 and 40 years old to say, I don't want to be transparent. And you should have been an honest person from the start. And when you do, it's much easier because me as a person, I just say for an example, we take situations. I don't know what situation you may be referring to, for example, but like people say, oh, it makes y'all be positive. It doesn't turn me off. It's not gonna make me run away. You know, we also talk about people being scared and being afraid. We're gonna say this and that. But there are people that are gonna be like this, and they're gonna be, you know, this and that. But there are people that are gonna be honest and be like, you know what? It's fine. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? You can still do things to the person. I still love you, and it's gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? So I learned as a person. You know what I'm saying? We all human beings, so no matter what we go through, just at the end of the day, just be honest. So for me, the reason why I'm still single is because people aren't honest, and that translates into being equally yoked for me.
Right.
You know, like you were saying, I'm not gonna go out there and get in a relationship with somebody. Cause like you said earlier, I'm past that point. I'm not saying I'm all that, but I'm past that point. I'm 45 years old. I'm not gonna play with you. I'm not gonna do this. I got my own house. I got my own house. I'm INDEPENT. You know what that means? Okay. So you know, I'm for real. Like, so you gotta come with it. You know what I'm saying? So like, that doesn't mean anything if you don't have it. That's fine for you. But we can't get together in this way. You know what I'm saying? Because we're on two different levels. You know what I'm saying? So until you come up, you know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time, you can ride on my boat, but you can't sink my ship. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to be, you have to come up, and that's intellectually, that's spiritually, that's mentally, that's financially, and that's emotionally, and that's physically.
Yeah, see, that's a wise person.
Do you feel like this has happened since the pandemic? Because a lot of things have changed since the pandemic.
When everything shut down, it made a lot of people wake up. As far as me,
just in general.
It wasn't the same.
How you respond to different things, like how your maturity level has changed since the pandemic, because I think that made a lot of people wake up.
It made a lot of other people wake up.
Okay.
The pandemic for me really wasn't that, because I'm always been alone and I've always been myself. So a lot of the big crowds and football games, so when they shut everything, I'm like, oh, okay. I got everything in my house in the book, so it didn't affect me like that, but it did wake a lot of other people up. They started realizing what was precious in life.
Right.
It's us, these moments right here, it's here and now, you know what I'm saying? That's what's the precious thing in life, not the phones that we were talking about being caught up in, your cell phone or being caught up in that, like, all of you is the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's people.
But you brought up an interesting point. You talked about someone being HIV positive and you would still date them. Is that a barrier in SGL relationships?
Same gender
loving.
It can be if you lie about it.
Yeah.
It can be, and it depends on the person's mentality. Everybody can't handle it.
Right.
You know? True.
So it just depends on the person. But you have to be mature about it. You know, you have to understand what stuff is. You know, so you can't be around and scared. And what was he to be? I got AIDS. Like, come on,
sure. Correct.
So, you know, it's just like,
You know what?
Interesting.
That brings up the point that you mentioned about wise. You don't find many people wise. Now, I would admire him for him to be so young and to be there. Because, like I said, for me, it took years to get there. You know, I had to bump my head. I had to be scarred up a little bit before I finally realized that, you know what? It's okay to be patient and wait. And something else the other gentleman shared, you know, about not going after them, let them come for me. Like I was just talking about that at the cool side, I've always been the hunter. And for the first time, I got hunted by a gang, and it flipped on me, and it messed me up terribly. So with all that, I finally got to a place where it's like, you know, I got a book, a fine man in here that I can't take to the bank. Not that I need them to be in the bank, I take care of myself. But again, I've come to the place where I want to equal now. You know, as the Bible said, equally yoked, I don't want to raise you.
But you said something interesting about maturity, because there's some people who won't date a 20-year-old or 25 or 30 because they feel like they're not mature enough. Do you think that is a barrier for mature black men, that you don't have as large of a pool to choose from?
Now, let's make sure we're giving the detail on that part, because a lot of us who are older may bed a younger person, but we don't necessarily want to date them.
What?
That's part of being the mature thing, because some of us who have not yet matured ourselves still want to go in the kiddie pool just to play for a minute, but we won't. We'll look at them like we can play with them, but we don't think they're mature enough to date. And that's like a fine line. It's like, oh, you can play with them, but you can't date them. So we have to be making sure we're doing the right thing by making sure we don't put them in the same pool.
Playing is playing. That is a barrier.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Right.
So it's okay with the toys, but then when you don't.
Actually, the kiddies sometimes do more pursuing of the older ones.
This is true.
Yeah. And that's something that happens a lot.
Because that's the cycle, though. We've all, that's the cycle of our life and gay culture. We've all done that. We were the same way. We all like that. And you know what I'm saying? Most of us, anyway. A good majority of us.
But if it's okay to play, why is it not okay to date? That's what I'm trying to see. Because a lot of people say, well, oh, I want to date a young person.
No, because you're not going to say, oh, I need a ride. Oh, I need gas. All the video pages in my mind. Right. All the
money. But what if they have all that?
That's a different situation. Me personally still, I don't date younger guys just because that's just not what I like.
Okay.
I like older guys.
Okay.
You're saying you don't even play with a younger guy.
You wouldn't even play with him. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Because some people will play but won't date. That's why.
No, because it comes when you talk about the transparency. When you have a conversation with them and you can't relate to the conversation at all, you're like, okay, that's a done deal. They can't relate to anything that's going on in the world. My thing is, I like stimulating intellectual. If I can watch CNN and you don't know what's going on in the world right now, and your biggest thing is American Idol, that's not. I don't care about that. But I care about what's going on in my culture especially living in Florida with our government. We can right now. This conversation probably will be banned next year.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this station because you can't even say the word.
That's true, but can I ask that? Because see, we can't generalize. You can't sit up here and say young folks, you know what I'm saying, they don't know that and they're not in tune. Because there are many older people, mature people who are not in tune as well.
Oh, you said that.
It's all across the board, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
true.
So you really have to, like I said, you can't judge a book by itself. You have to judge individuals as individuals, you know what I'm saying? Because no matter if they're young, old, because you got old diamonds.
You know what I said was that if we have a conversation and we're talking and you still can't relate to anything, your biggest thing is going on, and you can't talk, stimulate me intellectually, that is what I'm talking about.
And that's true, but let me tell you, I come down. I live in Birmingham. I come back down to come over there thinking, oh, I'm going to come over here. I'm going to meet me somebody tonight. It ain't nothing but 45, 50-year-old, 60-year-old men up here. And I come over here, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not saying y'all. Not, no,
I know what you're talking about.
We know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
But just like we were making a point about earlier, yeah, if I don't get with the one at 3, I can get with the one at 5. They're so determined so quick that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, there's no suckers, you know what I'm saying? Even from the 30, 45, and 50 years old. And sometimes you can't get a better conversation from a 25-year-old and 23-year-old.
Sometimes you can't.
Because they're young and inexperienced and they're just trying to learn something, you know what I'm saying? So it's not all about that. I think we as people need to kind of broaden our horizon, because see, this is why I'm single for real, because like, even talking to somebody my age, it's hard to get somebody that's on the same intellectual level that I'm on. It's like, okay, I'm not going to talk to you about the Real Housewives. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what he is doing. I do not care. Okay, I may have gone to the Chris Brown concert, but I'm not going to sit and talk about that. It's bigger things in life going on. People in Ukraine are dying. It's people, it's all monkeypox. It's all kind of stuff.
Okay.
Real life. And guess what? In the meantime, I'm not going to worry about none of that. I'm not going to let none of that sit on my shoulders. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to have fun. And I'm going to worship God. And I'm going to move on.
Okay, so here's the thing. We got two comments. We got a comment here and a comment there.
All I can say is, you know, I'm a 50-plus gentleman here, and I have played with 20-plus individuals. Okay, and I come to find out that after trying to date them, it seems like I'm fathering them after a while. Because if we in the car, and Freddie Jackson comes on, and I say, this is my jam, and he say, who that is? Then I have to educate him. And if we go to the park, and he starts bebopping and saying, yeah, that's my jam, I'm like, who that is? And she's like, that's Cardi B. I'm like, who's Cardi B?
Yeah, right.
You know? Then if you come to me and you tell me, what's a 401k? Really, it was something you should have started in the last year. So you find yourself fathering them. You might educate me on today's stuff, like IT and stuff like that, but you're not on my same level.
Okay, so here's the thing. You have to understand how much of someone's baggage you are going to carry. Art, everybody's different. Because there's some people in here who would educate that person, who would invest that into a person. There's some people here, you want it already made. They want them to be where you are.
I got them mature, but
and so does that make finding a mate more difficult?
Right, and we had...
When you do that.
Had a comment.
Right. Hold on, then we got one more over here.
If you don't mind, I try to stay out of the conversation because I'm not saying it.
That's okay.
There's a reality that exists that younger people cannot understand, and that is something that you mentioned earlier about the dating pool being small. We're a generation of survivors.
Yeah.
The 80s and 90s, tens of thousands of us died.
Facts.
And we survived that. We have a certain amount of survivors, guilt that we have, or whether we're positive now or negative now. But that pool that existed, that might have existed, that we might have dated, no longer exists. And because that's gone, that becomes problematic in who we can identify with. Because we still live with a certain amount of guilt because we survived the epidemic.
And so here's my thing to that, is that knowing that, we have to change. If you're single, your mind frame has to change because your pool of people coming to the table with what you're looking for is slim. All those people who know what you know, most of them are gone. And so now, what do we need to do to open up our minds to say, this is not perfect, but can I carry his baggage? Can I help him get to where I need him to be? And in a relationship, I think that's fair. I don't know everything.
Right. And I think that was a good segue where I talk about the pool has gotten smaller. Now, as mature black men, same gender, how do we respond to as we go up in age? How are we approaching getting older, far as in planning when we're not here? How do we communicate that to our families, what our wishes are, what we want our friends and loved ones to do? Because we tend to just be out here until something happens.
And some people's family is not involved in this part of their life.
Some people's families don't want to be involved at all.
So we know some people who died. He's same gender loving.
Yes.
His family did not know his friends. He had a whole life over here. And so his whole life, all of his friends, they were not a part of that going away ceremony.
Which,
and so for you, what would happen if you passed away? Who knows your best friend? Who knows what to dress you in? Because I went to a funeral, and this guy, his mama did the best she could. But he would have never wore a suit from Marshalls.
Sears.
This guy is a Gucci guy.
Yes. That is a whole complete different conversation because we tend to choose, you born into a family, but we choose to pick who our
this is our chosen family.
Right.
Yeah, we choose to pick who our family is going to be.
But how much do your real family understand?
Because they don't. They really don't. You get more response out of your friends that become your family than your regular family who's supposed to know who you are.
And that is one of our podcasts. But my mother texts him. So she knows who he is. She knows who my best friend is. So she, I already told her.
Right.
Let him do my funeral. We
already had these conversations. So that we can make sure that even though we're gone, we're taken care of in the spirit realm and in the love of our families. It's like, oh no, don't put me in that suit.
But that's a question for you. We said that as a question for you.
Like, have you thought about it?
If you left this world today, who is going to come? Who's going to contact your friends? Yes. Social media is out there. No one can get into your accounts. They can't get to your insurance policy.
They can't get to your house to erase all the stuff you don't want your family to see.
Where are those VCR tapes? You know, where is all that stuff?
But it's so true. It's so good with HR. It's so true. It's so true. Because when somebody passes, you have to deal with the beneficiaries and say, who is your beneficiary?
Right.
And so actually, if I know who they are, I say, that ain't your beneficiary. Put the person that you want to be in control.
But we don't do that.
We don't.
We don't. That's the whole problem.
And then the mother comes in.
Do it.
Who never liked the fact that you were gay in the first place.
We don't do it.
And they totally erase that.
Exactly.
I've seen partners X out of burial services and planning and
estate. And think about it, you can't choose it because most insurances, when you do the drop down, it says, hey, domestic partner, your husband, it's on there, but most people won't choose it.
Right.
They will choose their mother or something like that.
So lesson learned from today on. Go get your stuff in order.
And is there
any well, most some of us do know that.
Nobody will.
At a certain age, you know to start setting that kind of stuff up.
Well, but we don't want someone to get to a certain age. We should be planning that now because tomorrow's not promised.
I can't go back. The person
we're talking about, we actually, he moved to another city, and like within 60 days, he was gone. Nobody even knew it.
But again, in this group here,
right,
which is mature black men, we're of a certain age. So those that you say you're talking about, they're not in this room, so we don't need that.
Well, that may not be true.
Oh, but it's good for your podcast.
Yeah, it's good for this community we're here, right, because we may think everybody has planned something, and they have not, because it may not
be
a thought.
But if you notice, most of us have said, we already know that.
Raise your hands again, who have made plans.
We know you need to have your
okay.
It's not an executor, and you need to check your will on a regular basis and update your will on a regular basis. Because for me, I would put my partner, if I had a partner, I would put my partner on you. You know, I have a cousin, she was with her wife for 30 damn years, and she died. And she didn't put nothing in place for her. That's where I learned it from.
Okay.
She didn't put nothing in place for her. Not only that, the whole family, including the cousins and everybody, knew who her wife was. At the funeral, her husband is sitting up there.
Yep.
What the heck is... And I turned around to my mom and I told her, I said, you better not do that to me. And she rolled her eyes and my niece said, don't worry, uncle.
And see, that's what we're trying to say, because that stuff happens.
So being a mature black man and single, it sets you up for that situation to happen unless you do something different. And that's what we're saying here.
So my partner, I would put my house in his name. Well, both our names would be on the mortgage. I would make sure
that he has set up that ain't no family can come in and do nothing.
Right.
His name is on the set.
In general, it really is a good idea whether you're with somebody or not. I'm saying really understand this kind of stuff in place, because I've heard a lot of stories about a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in situations and things like that. But the same things happen, you know, many times over. But like, they, somebody's been here for 20, 30 years, and then their family comes in, and they don't acknowledge it. Like you said, they don't know, and the family don't care, or they, you know what I'm saying. So it's just best to have something in place for yourself anyway. Like, my grandmother passed, we didn't have to do anything. All her stuff laid out, what she was going well, what she was doing, all this kind of stuff. And that's what we should do for ourselves as individuals, but you never know what's going to hang your back. And like you said, if you pass away, and you know, you don't know if all your friends will be contacted, you might find out 6 months from now,
Right.
And so we're having this conversation.
One more comment.
Okay, one more. We're just having this conversation because we want someone in this room or someone listening to take something away to do something different.
Yeah.
That's why we're having a conversation. The topic was mature black men and being single. This is a part of it, a very important part of it.
Now, just want to add, one of the things we need to do is take care of each other, especially as we get older, because a lot of us don't have families, or our parents and certain siblings have died. So we need to let our friends know, you know, sometimes we want to hold things close to the vest, but you got to let somebody know something out there. I don't know how many friends who died along at home and we had discovered us. We didn't know where papers were. They didn't tell anybody anything. And that's the worst thing, I think, for somebody to die alone and nobody even knows that. Or we don't check on each other daily to see that they're okay. And you need to do that. Sometimes, if you're not close to your family, let your friends know what exactly is going on or what you desire or what you want. Because if you don't, the government will step in and do whatever they want.
They will. So that's why I disagree with whoever said find somebody my age. I need somebody who can push my wheelchair and make sure that they clean me up when I need cleaning up.
We got a comment here. No, I think it goes back to what he was saying before about being transparent with people. Let people know exactly what's going on in your life. If you are sick, if anything, people don't say that. They don't tell anybody anything. And that's
especially black men
that people have. That is the complete issue. No one tells anything about exactly what you've done in your past, your family's history. I had a heart attack last year. My friends didn't know they never died.
See, shame on you.
Yeah, it comes from my family. I work out 6 days a week. I was in that. Yes. It's family, hereditary shit that comes in. People aren't being transparent about it. Exactly what is going on in your life.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Brother, go ahead. Because we're going to wrap up after this comment.
I think a lot of it has to do with comfort, to be honest. You know, it's better, from my experience, in a gay community, there's not a lot of confidentiality. You tell somebody something, they go back and touch somebody. So even amongst your own friends, that happens. And it gets worse. So I think when people lose a sense of confidentiality and people who they think have a close to them, it also transfers into their family because they feel some sort of betrayal. So they lock themselves into this mindset where they don't begin to trust people. And I think a lot of what we talked about in this conversation has to do with trust. You know, and growing up, and you know, we talked about the whole dating thing. You know, I know when I was younger, growing up, even though I wasn't fully involved in the gay community, I had older gay men that led the way for me. Some went to sleep with me, some didn't, but they prepared. You know, and what I don't see a lot of in nowadays is us preparing them. You know, we want to sleep with them, but we don't want to prepare them.
Yep.
You know, we wanna be with them when they're at our disposal, but we don't want to help them. You know, so the way I treat young people today that come into my life is that if I'm sleeping with them, then I treat them with the same respect that I would want to have them treated with when somebody older was trying to sleep with me when I was young.
You know what? I like that. And to the board members, we may want to think about having a trip where we actually invite some young people so that we can have some of these conversations so that we can teach the young gays, the new gays.
The baby gays.
The new gays.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to wrap this up because we have time limits.
But we do have another segment coming up. So this is AJ.
This is Bryce.
And we are
Filter. No Filter Brothers.
What's up, y'all? This is AJ.
This is Bryce.
And we are
Filter, No Filter Brothers.
You can find us on multiple platforms, including YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And our email is filternofilterbrothers@gmail.com.
Our new phone number is 513-453-7733.
Check us out.